Health officials, meat allergy related to tick bites skyrocketing in Virginia. By Amy Furr on August 28, 2023. A dangerous meat allergy related to certain tick bites is on the rise as numbers explode across Virginia, causing health officials concern, VSET reported Friday. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has described alpha-gal syndrome as an emerging public health concern. Those who have received a diagnosis must avoid eating foods containing the alpha-gal molecule sugar. AGS is a growing clinical and public health concern for persons in the United States, yet in the absence of a national surveillance system, the prevalence of this condition is largely unknown, the CDC said in July. Julia Murphy, a state public health veterinarian with the Virginia Department of Health, said the allergy is linked to tick bites, specifically from the insects known as Lone Star ticks that live in the state. Per the Virginia Department of Health's website, the Lone Star tick can be found throughout Virginia but usually lives in areas below 1,600 feet in elevation. This tick is an aggressive biter and has the potential to transmit serious diseases such as ehrlichiosis and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. The adult female is best recognized by a white dot, or lone star, on the center of her back. Murphy said officials believe those ticks are what is causing the increasing numbers of people testing positive for AGS, whose symptoms include hives, nausea, and swelling. Some victims of the insect bites become allergic to red meat, WJZ reported in May 2022. A man named Keith Tremmel, who loves competitive barbecuing, has had the allergy for several years. However, the issue has not kept him from doing what he loves because it's fun, he told the outlet. Another man who was bitten by the tick developed an allergy and had to completely change his diet, First Coast News reported in May. Everywhere I go, I gotta look for something, chicken or fish. I've got to make sure I don't eat any dairy products. No milk, no butter, he explained, noting he had not experienced any severe symptoms from the allergy. People can avoid the syndrome by taking precautions against ticks, such as wearing light-colored clothing while outside so the insects can easily be seen, using the right sprays to keep them away, and checking oneself after being outdoors. Murphy said because the syndrome is so new, it's still somewhat unclear of how long it takes before the symptoms show, and she said researchers are also unsure of how to get rid of the syndrome, the VSET report said.